Salk and The Only Faith is Love. Hier gehört in der Morning Show am Nachmittag auf Flux FM. Salk spielen heute Abend im Antje Öklesund und John von Salk hat jetzt den Weg ins Studio gefunden. Welcome to the show, John.
Now then, thanks for inviting us.
Well, no problem. We always like bands who make good music.
Good, nice one. Well, we're one of them.
Yes, you are. John, one thing that I like about your music and also that about you, the visual side of the band is that it always has to do something with, or often has to do something with summer or sun, and that it's that it has something melancholy, but that is happening in the sun. Why is it so nice to be melancholic in the sun?
I mean, we don't have any photographs in black and white. I think everything should be colourful and beautiful. You know, even bad things, you can make them look good. So, yeah, I think that's why we do it that way.
Okay, so there's no summer depression or something behind that.
None of this Joy Division like. No.
Ah, all right. Ich habe mal gefragt, also weil ganz viel in ihrem visuellen Auftritt immer mit Sonne und so Ferieninseln und so zu tun hat und dann aber ja melancholische Musik ist, warum das so schön ist. Und John meint, es ist immer schöner, wenn die Fotos farbiger sind und die Videos auch. What's your favorite holiday destination? Is it a holiday island, one of those Crete, Mallorca, something like this?
We did our first video in Ibiza for the first record. So yeah, I mean, I like the sun, I like the water, and yeah, better to be warm in it, you know. Where rather see girls in swimsuits than ski outfits, you know what I mean?
Right. Have you ever tried it?
I've took water skiing, yeah, I like it, yeah.
No, not water skiing, yeah. Skiing for real, John.
No, it's too cold.
Also, die Briten mögen es warm, deswegen immer am besten auf so eine Ferieninsel und dann da gleich die Videos drehen. I really like the color of your music also, because it's this kind of music that you don't hear too much anymore. I have the feeling that music is very, compartmentalized a little bit. I miss bands where a girl screams. I miss bands that use like a lot of effects. I even got excited about that band that played at Eurovision. Did you see the Georgian band from Eurovision?
I've
got 12 points from you.
I didn't see it, unfortunately. I think I was DJing that night, but
was really, really good. Is there a flavor that you currently miss in the landscape of music?
I just miss optimism. You know, I think, you know, music's meant to be fun. You're meant to be enjoying it, and whether you are singing about an important thing or, you know, just having a good time, I think people take it all too seriously now. You know what I mean? We just want happy, colorful. You know, come on, let's have it. Have some fun.
Ja, also John meint irgendwie so gut gelaunte, happy Musik oder also fröhliche Musik, die fehlt irgendwie zurzeit in der Musiklandschaft. Würde ich jetzt nicht so ganz unbedingt unterschreiben. Aber vielleicht sehen sie sich auch als Teil davon. Would you see your own band as part of that? Happy, positive kind of music?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's in the whole way we portray ourselves. I mean, yeah, people think I'm a bit of a grumpy bugger on stage or whatever, but I'm actually having the best time in the world. I'm just concentrating, you know. People think I'm in a bad mood. I'm happy, you know.
Is that your happy face that you're showing me right now?
Yeah, that's it, really.
What's your unhappy? What's your mad face?
Exactly the same.
Oh, no. That must be hard for
I'm smiling
to explain
now.
To people.
I see you smiling.
I see teeth. Also John erklärt gerade irgendwie so, auch wenn die Musik nicht unbedingt so klingt, sie ist positiv. Sein Nullblick ist ein bisschen, man denkt so, er ist schlecht gelaunt, das stimmt, aber gar ist total froh. Und jetzt, als er sich angestrengt hat, haben wir sogar ein paar Zähne gesehen. John trägt ein selbstgemachtes T-Shirt und zwar von der sehr, sehr guten Band, die wahrscheinlich auch ganz viel in meinem Leben verändert hat, KLF. Das hat er sich selber gemalt. You made your shirt yourself. I love that.
I did, yeah. Everything's DIY these days. Unfortunately, they deleted their back catalog and I'm not buying a bootleg off someone else, so I might as well make it myself.
Very good. So, the KLF, why is that a band that you love?
I like the whole ethos. I think, you know, they got up and did something different, you know. I mean, the music, it was what was going on, but they kind of didn't rely on anyone.
It was art.
Yeah, but they did it their way. I mean, it became art. I mean, originally, it was a guy at a major record label going, I've had enough of this. Right, I'm going to quit my job and
burn a million quid.
Yeah, and in the end, burn a million quid and get a lot of stick for it and live under that stigma for the rest of his life. But
yeah. But they wrote a great book too. Have you ever read it?
Yeah, how to get a number one single. Yeah. I didn't get a number one single yet with it. But I've read it. Apparently, you get a refund if you don't get a number one. So
is that so?
If sold,
did he make any money with that book?
I think, I mean, God knows. He's probably, no, exactly. Yeah. And he's probably, the people that did make a number one, it'd be things like the Smurfs or something, so.
Ja, also the KLF haben ja nach ihrer Musikkarriere dann erstmal 1 Million Pfund verbrannt, dann haben sie ein Buch geschrieben, wie man am besten einen Nummer 1 Hit schreibt, und wer keinen Nummer 1 Hit mit diesem Buch landet, kriegt irgendwie angeblich das Geld zurück. John hat selber nicht ausprobiert, ob das klappt. Er ist immer noch am Versuchen, einen Nummer 1 Hit zu schreiben. We would like to play a song by KLF because we don't play KLF enough. Which one would you like to hear?
What Time Is Love?
Why?
Just, they're all good and that felt like a single, yeah. I think, yeah, it's a good song.
Fair enough. Musik von KLF, What Time Is Love, von dem großartigen Album The White Room, ein Klassiker, und drauf gekommen sind wir, weil John von Sulk ein selbstgemaltes T-Shirt von KLF trägt. Welcome again.
Now then.
John, we already, when the song was playing, we talked a little bit about KLF. Could you explain to people who don't know anything about KLF what's so great about them?
It's quite interesting because, I mean, you know, they made their own rules. I mean, Bill Drummond started, one of the main guys, was originally the manager of Echo and the Bunnymen.
Yeah.
And also Teardrop Explodes with Julian Cope. And then he became a big man in the record. I think he was a Universal or something, a big suited, booted, horrible major record label guy. And then one day he thought, sod this, I'm going to go back into music and just start again. And yeah, just made it up as he went along. And I kind of relate to that with our band. You know, we've signed ourselves. We're on our own label. We do everything ourselves. We make our own T-shirts. We make our own posters. We get everything pressed ourselves. And I like the ethos. And I mean, that's, you know, I love KLF music, but I also like behind it. I mean, everyone goes about the art and stuff, but to me, they were just about getting something done and not answering to anybody. And I think that's punk rock, you know, it's DIY. And you can do it with good production values. It doesn't have to be, you know, safety pins and all that. You can make something very polished, something great on your own without having to listen to someone who's telling you how to do it.
Ja, ja. Also das Faszinierende an KLF ist einfach, dass sie alles wirklich gemeinsam gemacht haben und, also nee, alles selber in die Hand genommen haben, dabei Popmusik eigentlich gemacht haben, trotzdem auch noch andere Bands gemanagt haben. Das Ganze ist aber auch Kunst. Dann wurden 1 Million Pfund verbrannt und dann wurde von der Bildfläche verschwunden ein Buch geschrieben. Also es ist wirklich, would you agree that Bill Drummond is one of the universal geniuses of entertainment of our time?
100%.
He's like the Leonardo da Vinci of Eurodance.
I would, yeah, because I think he just has a good ear for music, and he, you know, all good music is stolen from somewhere, and Bill Drummond's right up there with Noel Gallagher for stealing stuff, but they steal the best. They steal the best stuff.
Yeah.
That's a genius.
In which Noel doesn't necessarily always do.
Well, he used to.
Yes. Okay, this isn't supposed to be about the music of other people. It's supposed to be also about your new album. And your new album has been out for a month now. Yeah. How have people been reacting to it?
Really, really positive. I mean, we, you know, we did this. I mean, it's got a Berlin connection anyway, this record, because we recorded.
Again? Because the first one did already,
yeah,
no?
We work with KQ Studios in Berlin. Jonas, he produced the last record for us, and this record, he's been from the start, right from the demos. You know, it's very much, he's kind of the sixth member of the album, you know, of the band with this record. So it's kind of nice to be talking about it in Berlin and talking about the reception. It's had a cracking reception, and we knew that. We knew it was a good album. We were proud before we recorded it, and he just made it another level.
Also das neue Album kommt total gut an, wurde teilweise auch in Berlin gefertigt, wie John gerade erzählt hat. One thing that I notice when I listen to your album, it has tambourine. The music has tambourines here and there. Yeah. And I think some instruments need a good defense. I always think like saxophones always need people fighting for their melodicas due to. How would you defend the tambourine?
Well, it's funny, I'm not allowed a tambourine.
Why? What happened with you and the tambourine?
I can't hit the thing in time. So the tambourine is actually attached to the drum kit. The drummer plays a tambourine on his hi-hat thing. I'm banned, you know. I look cool with a tambourine, but we have no way of making it not make a sound, so I can't wave it around. So I'm not allowed.
You would have to prepare it like you prepare a drum kit for a TV show where they only play, you know, the backing track.
We've tried.
It didn't work yet?
No.
Oh, we have to make you one. You have been touring with the Happy Mondays and a lot of other people, of course, as well. Is that strange at first? Do they look at you and they're like, damn, they're young?
Yeah, I suppose that. I mean,
you know what I mean? I mean, the music
can't
is
tell
kind
what's
of
going on in,
you know,
Sean's
it's
head.
One family of music. Yeah. You'd probably talk to them about it, no?
Yeah, we did. I mean, yeah, they, I mean, it's. You know, I mean, we've played with the Charlatans, we've played with the Mondays, and it's nice because obviously our genre is a certain genre, and we wear our hearts on our sleeves. People say, you know, obviously the various bands that I don't even need to mention when you hear our music,
yeah,
you know what they are. And
sure.
to have a band like the Mondays, a band like the Charlatans say, you know, we accept what you do, we think you're good, we want you with it. You can't ask for any more, you know.
Are you were you starstruck at first? No?
I'm afraid you don't get starstruck when you're in music. You know, we're all the same at the end of the day.
Okay, na gut. Also, Sie sind mit vielen Stars aus der damaligen Zeit auch schon getourt, also mit den Charlatans, mit den Happy Mondays, also Leute, die wir in die Schubladen Rave oder Shoegaze oder sonst was stecken würden. Aber John sagt, das ist auch gar nicht so merkwürdig, weil man ist ja, man kommt ja, das ist ja eine Art Musik, die sich gut versteht miteinander und also man kommt dann irgendwann schon mit denen klar. When you quote some aspects of yesteryear's culture, people always question if it's a sense of irony when you do that. You know what I mean? Like if you would dress yourself as a hippie now and then you would make hippie music, people would think like, is that supposed to be serious or is that ironic? Did you have this kind of, you push certain buttons with people, though? No?
Definitely.
Did,
but
did you have this problem with your music too, that they were like, are they seriously doing this music or is this cheeky?
I think we do, you know, but I mean, we didn't make a conscious decision to write a genre of music, you know. Yeah. It's the music I've always listened to. How I dress now is how I dress when I go to a dinner party in my parents' house, whatever. No one's gone, right, let's do this. It's the music that Thomas writes, because he writes the majority of the music. The way we look is the way we look. It's a natural thing. But yeah, I mean, I agree with why someone would think that. I can't deny them. That it could be this contrived plan, like that band Viva Brother, what they call it. You know, it used to be an emo band, and then suddenly there were the new Blur. You
know. Really?
It's like, okay.
Why do people always have to be the new something?
Exactly.
That's horrible.
They don't.
So, ich habe mal gefragt, ob manche Leute das auf den ersten Blick nicht ernst nehmen, dass die so eine Musik machen, die eigentlich vor 25 Jahren total bekannt war. Und John meinte so, ja, damit muss man dann irgendwie so klarkommen. Aber die Musik kommt einfach so aus Thomas raus, der die meisten Songs schreibt. Und das, was sie anhaben, sind halt die Klamotten, die sie anhaben. And it's not that eccentric what you're wearing. You're wearing like blue jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah,
self-made t-shirt.
Yeah, there we go. I mean, I think these are the jeans that Iggy Pop wore on The Idiot. They're not the exact ones, unfortunately.
Ah, okay.
But
it's the same model.
Levi Stay Press. And then my girlfriend got me them. They're vintage ones, apparently.
Okay, also jetzt haben wir auch noch erfahren, was John genau anhat. Heute Abend spielen Salk live im Antje Öklesund. Wenn ihr auf die Gästeliste rauf wollt, dann ruft uns jetzt an unter der 030 2000 9000. Also 030 2000 9000, wenn ihr noch auf die Gästeliste wollt, zu Salk heute Abend im Antje Öklesund. We're gonna play one more song from the new album. And the song is called The Tape of You. Can you, if Thomas writes all the songs, can you still speak about the songs and what?
Yeah, I can. I mean, it's funny, if you're going to go about what's the song about.
No, not what's the song about. Maybe what you feel like when you play it also.
I mean,
something.
Well, this one means a lot in me as well, because it's actually, Thomas wrote the music, but the words were written by Andy, our rhythm guitarist. And it is about his ex-girlfriend, about a relationship going round and round in a circle, you know. It's going in a circle. It's a tape of you. It's the tape going round, and you're back at the beginning, and then you're at the end. You're back at the beginning, going round and round. And I think it's something that we've all been through. So I can relate to it as much as him, because he's explained it to me. It makes sense to me. You know, I can't say I've had, you know, one girlfriend in my life. I've had a few, you know, and some have made me a bit unhappy. You know, I've made a few unhappy as well.
It might happen again.
I'm sure it will.
Don't let your girlfriend hear that.
Yeah, she's here in Berlin today as well.
La, 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 we're playing music. Also John sagt, der nächste Song, der geht darum, dass sich die Geschichte auch immer wieder wiederholt in der Liebe und in allen möglichen anderen Geschichten auch. Dass sich das immer so ein bisschen im Kreis dreht. Maybe a yes or no question at the end. Is music always about love?
No.
No. Also, die Frage, es gibt ja die Theorie, dass Musik immer, also dass alle Lieder irgendwie Liebeslieder sind. John von Zeug beantwortet diese Frage ganz klar mit Nein. Wir hören Musik von Ihnen. Thanks for being here.
Thanks
and,
for inviting.
Wenn ihr heute Abend ins Antje Öklesund gehen wollt zu Salk, dann ruft uns jetzt an 030 2000 9000. Falls ihr erst noch einen Song von Ihnen hören wollt, dann kommt jetzt The Tape of You.